Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. Our number is 626-427-7678. That's 626-427-7678. You can follow us on Twitter at Everyman Sports. And I forgot to mention it last week, but last week was our 100th episode. You see how much I really care about such landmarks because I didn't even mention it during the podcast last week. It only happened afterwards that I realized, oh, that was 100. So welcome to the 101st episode of Everyman Sports. Thank you very much. With me on during game one of the World Series here is my father. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing great, son.
We also have Alex. Alex, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Okay, I got my friends Mike. Mike, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
All right, and Chuck. Chuck, how you doing, buddy?
Hi.
All right, great. How's everyone doing? Good?
Fine.
Great.
Glad to hear it. So we're here watching game one of the World Series, Mets versus Royals. Mets were able to pull it out in four games, sweep the Cubs. Royals had to fend off a surging Toronto Blue Jays, and they're back in the World Series for the second straight year. It's weird to think of the Royals as postseason veterans at this point after, 29 years of just ineptitude, but now they're the elder statements of this World Series. Actually, this is the first World Series ever of two expansion-era teams. So no teams that existed in 1903 are playing in this World Series. First time ever, which was kind of hard to believe. You figure expansion's been around since 62. So that's pretty interesting.
Would the Dodgers move into California?
No, because it's just the expansion. No franchise that didn't exist in 1903. The Dodgers existed in 1903. As the, I think the Robins or the Subas, whatever they were, Super Bas.
What?
They were called the Brooklyn Super Bas. Super B A S. Super Bas. That was their name. Or Superb. I think it was Superbas, depending on how you pronounce it. Superbas.
It's pronounced Superb.
Strange.
It's pronounced Superbas.
And who owned them? Knickerbocker? A beer company?
I don't know. Yeah, so that was weird. So first time ever that's happening. So Royals, Mets, Mets have the pitching, Royals have the hitting, and a very good bullpen. I've seen a lot of split decisions if who's going to win, Royals or Mets. But nobody thinks it's going to be less than, I think, six games, which I think is fair.
I heard five.
Chuck, how many games do you think this series is going to go?
Five.
Five? Who's going to win, you think?
Mets.
Okay, well, then I appreciate that.
Chuck's been watching all postseason and all season.
I know.
He knows these teams.
Yeah, like, thanks a lot.
No, Chuck, you've been contacting me like, dude, did you see that?
No,
yeah, I'm like, yes, of course I'm watching the game.
Sure, I'm a Yankees fan, but it's like the Mets are like the Yankees' little brother. It's like, yeah, go, little brother.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. Ooh. I have no problem with that. As Harvey gives up a deep fly ball and it split the defenders.
How's that possible?
That's an inside the park home run. Holy cow. This is, wow, an inside the park home run. It's 1-0 Royals, bottom of the first. Alcides Escobar.
As high as that ball was hit,
you know what happened? Oh, boy.
The Mets are bad
defenders. I'll tell you what happened. Conforto and Cespedes were looking at each other like, you got it? I got it? The first pitch from Matt Harvey is an inside the park home run. That is unbelievable. Escobar was the MVP of the ALCS, by the way. He's a light hitting. He's a defensive first shortstop, but this is the problem. So I was looking at the lineup.
The Mets have never won a first game of the World Series.
That's true, and they've been 2-for-2 in World Series. But as I was looking at the lineup, I really much rather would have preferred Juan Lagares.
Can we see a replay?
Yeah, they're going to show a replay. Yes, they're. Well, it's the excitement. They want to breathe in the moment. I think it was air at the moment. I think they used the phrase. But I much rather would have preferred Juan Lagares as the center fielder, put Cespedes in left.
Lagares hasn't played great this year though.
But defensively, like he should be. He's their best defensive. He won a Gold Glove.
Does have the best arm out there?
He does have the best arm, but he's not a true center fielder. He's a left fielder. Conforto should be DHing. He's a lefty. Royals have two lefties and they barely use them. And they wouldn't use them on lefties necessarily because they're.
Why do I want to see the guy running? Wouldn't I want to see how the ball was hit and not caught?
Well, because of the excitement of it, they're going to show it. Believe me. Here we go. Yeah, they're going to show the. See Conforto and Cespedes.
Oh, what are you trying to do?
Cespedes, he tried to pull the Ricky Henderson. Look, he tried to have his World Series.
I've seen that in highlight.
He tried to have his World Series moment, and that didn't work out. So. So far, 1-0 Royals. So that's happening.
Okay, I'm going to be that guy.
What's up?
Royals in four.
See, I wouldn't be surprised. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised, but it's just very disappointing to see that. And Cespedes, he's already come out, because during game four of the NLCS.
Every ball has been hit to Cespedes.
Yes, every ball. Deep. So that tells me that they're on his fastball. They're on Harvey's fastball.
It's a big ballpark, right? It plays.
It's a very big ballpark. Very deep outfield, actually. But Cespedes hurt his shoulder. There are a couple reasons why they say he hurt his shoulder during game four of the NLCS, where he had to leave the game and everybody was worried. Some people think it's because he was playing golf earlier in the day. Apparently, he has said that he hurt it not by that, but by doing push-ups. In the Cubs locker room.
Yeah, I heard it with lifting weights.
Well, no, actually.
Yeah, right, okay.
Well, because his reasoning is Wrigley Field is so old that they don't have the proper workout amenities. So instead of doing lifting weights, he had to do push-ups. Mm. Wasn't prepared, hurt his catching shoulder.
He made a glass? Come on.
Well, it's not his throwing shoulder.
I think he's going to sprain his neck with all this jewelry wrapped around it. I mean, with all the little people struggling, why would you be wearing that much gold?
it's a good point, but, well, he's soon to be.
I mean, with income inequality the way it is.
Well, pretty soon he's going to be the $200 million man. Or he's going to have a ridiculous
contract.
He's got
half of that on his neck.
You're not wrong. So, yeah, so that's happening right now in the World Series. And, yeah. So baseball's happened. It's almost over for anybody who doesn't like baseball. It's almost over, but I like baseball. Even if the Mets weren't in this, I'd still be watching the World Series.
This is the time of the year.
This is, and I think, it's big.
I was reacting to the game. I'm sorry. I think he did.
Well, it's so far in the first inning, bottom and top. It seems like a lot of calls have been going the way of the Royals, which is home field advantage. That's what it is. That's all it is.
So what you're saying is 18 pitches in, this ump's crooked.
I wouldn't say, no, it's not.
You've staked your reputation.
No, but I've brought this up before where they've done research with referees, and they said what gives you home field advantage, and they figured out it's the referees. Mm. If you're standing on a field and 40, 50, 60 million people are screaming one way, not all the time, but sometimes you go, that was the call.
Yeah, it's been working in boxing for a long time.
True. But with that, they said, because they would show the game to the referee on television with the volume on and with the volume off. And they noticed that the calls were not the same when the volume was off. So
did you hear the latest about Lenny Dykstra?
Yes, Lenny Dykstra, former Met in Lou.
Says he paid $500,000 for private investigators to check out the umpires. And then he would... He said some like men, some like women, some like gambling, and then he would remind them of that, and it caused his strike zone to shrink, and he led the league in walks 2 years in a row.
Walks, hits.
So this guy is really out there. If that's true, that's scandalous. If it isn't true, it's just a fantastic
Lenny
story.
Lenny Dykstra has a habit of embellishing a little bit. He talks about his his multi-million-dollar car wash company based out of Southern California. That he had. He's also been to jail for I think it was insider trading or something like that, embezzlement. So he's good with money, but
he's so good. He's in jail,
right? But him and Jim Cramer were apparently best buddies, and actually he said Jim Cramer would take advice from me, and I think Jim Cramer I think that's one that actually did check out where Jim Cramer was I've talked to Lenny sometimes, and he gives me a suggestion.
Insider trading always makes me laugh. You're never going to be able to stop insider trading. Never. If you know somebody who's if you're a friend of somebody's CEO, he's going to tell you if something's coming down. he doesn't want, you know, he doesn't want you to, doesn't want his friend to suffer, so he's going to tell you. Are you going to stop somebody from doing that?
Yeah, true. No, that's a very good point.
Ethics?
No,
that won't work.
I don't know. It's like your friend for 20 years. You don't want to see him lose $10 million or something.
There's no threat of handcuffs. I didn't see that any perp walks
with friends. Yeah, with friends.
Yeah.
I'm going to handcuff you. Oh, I bet you won't. So, so yeah, Lenny Dykstra's kind of crazy. I still like him, though. Because he's kind of crazy. All right, Mets get out of the first. That's 1-0. Yeah. Ross, it's
Harvey
just a run.
Best stuff,
it's just a run. Okay, but how can you say he didn't have his best stuff? Because
I don't know.
Because really,
he looked like he was struggling.
That should have been an easy catch.
It should have been.
The problem is that Cespedes.
The balls are getting hit though. Like
now
hard.
Look, this is going to be a generalization, but you know the stereotypes are based on fact. Let's put it out there. He hot dogged it, and some Latin players have been known. To hot dog different things, you know.
Name two.
Let's see, Sammy Sosa.
Was that hot dog or was that
antibiotic
steroids?
In the field.
In the hot dog.
In the field.
Oh, okay.
You know, where they'll go for the, Ray Ordonez. How about Ray Ordonez? Now, he was respectable in what he did, but he would always go for, like, deep out into the outfield to get a ball and then throw it way across his body from his knees. Not to say that that was, you know, he planned it that way every single time, but...
That's showmanship.
Yes, absolutely. How about Derek Jeter with his jump? He's not Latin, but, you know, the Derek Jeter play where you reach out and you jump and you spin every single time? Like, every single time?
He's a fan favorite.
Well, yes, of course. Well, he's
it's a legend.
Really, he's a fan favorite in New York. Like the,
he's a legend.
What was it? At the All-Star game last year in Minnesota, right before he got his first hit of the game, you could hear very clearly somebody in the crowd chanting, overrated, and he got a hit. Like, so he showed him up. So, you know, good for him in that respect. But
will he ever get married?
No. Don't be dead. He's not a stupid man, I don't think.
But
not with that much money.
Well, I've actually heard, like, he has this, when he has relations, afterwards they leave, and he has a car service, and he has a basket in the car. And apparently there was a story. This woman came out and said, I've been with him twice, like over the span of like 5 or 6 years or something. Like
right,
met her,
yeah.
You know, X amount of years ago. They get together, get some fruit basket or whatever basket it is. Then several years later, meet back up. He doesn't remember her. Obviously, she remembers him. And they meet again, and she leaves, and she gets the basket. And she's very upset because it's the same exact basket she got last time. She was hoping that, I was hoping for something different.
Man, you got to experience Derek Jeter. That's what you get, all
right? Right, and so just, you know, just to be upset that, like, I already have this brand of, perfume. What's going on?
There was also a signed ball in that basket. I watched that thing. I was read that article there.
Yeah.
It was a signed ball. So, I mean, like, that's money. I don't know why you complain about that. With the same fruit. I'm so offended.
Probably, exactly. So that's going on in baseball right now. And, football. We had a week 6 in the NFL. The Jets lost to the Patriots.
But they covered.
They covered, but I'm done with moral victories. They should have won that game.
This was strictly financial.
Well, to those who got money on the game, absolutely. But I told you, when Brandon Marshall dropped that potential touchdown, it really was a touchdown.
Yeah.
There were like 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. They were ahead. He dropped a touchdown. And they had to kick a field goal.
How about the first play of the game?
Well, the first play of the game, yeah. But, I mean, but how far do we have to go back in a game before we decide what the turning point is? And I'm sorry, right before the Patriots' last drive to, you know, take the lead, that's a turning point. Brandon Marshall should have caught that ball, should have been a touchdown. And, you know, even though they won by a field goal, Patriots ended up winning by, or no, was it one touchdown.
Yeah.
Even the but the changes the play calling from there on out. Where the Mets. Sorry, it's on my mind. The Jets have a lead of a touchdown as opposed to a field goal, and then you know it's a
very different defensive mindset.
And offensive mindset. Even though it's Brady, and yeah, Brady can do this, that, and the other thing. Still, you know, it's a big part. So that was the big, that was the big game last week. Baltimore stinks. They're an awful team.
Oh yeah, they really are.
They are so bad. They're so bad.
Chargers pretty bad.
That was
depressing.
that was not a good showing by them. Although you can say the Raiders are back.
Yeah, definitely.
The Raiders are back in a big way.
Absolutely.
Cowboys, cannot do anything without Tony Romo.
That is true.
They need, but that just shows you why backup quarterbacks are backup quarterbacks. Yeah. They shouldn't be starting these games.
But also missing Dez Bryant, right?
Dez Bryant still out. But still, even, you know, even with all these weapons, if you
What about Hardy, their expensive linebacker pickup, coming off of suspension?
Yeah.
And then he goes into special teams huddle and slaps the clipboard out of the coach's hands.
Right.
And
because
starts
they
had, screaming at people.
Because they had just given up a 100-yard touchdown on a return. Yeah, it was, that
Does
was...
Does he play special teams?
No, but he's... Look, and then Garrett comes out and says, like, hey, you know, it's not a problem because it shows you fire, it shows you intensity, it shows you this, that, and the other thing. And meanwhile, they say that Hardy missed practice on Thursday. Where was the heart and desire? And
sounds like you're just dealing with someone who's not a great person.
Well, wouldn't the suspension for domestic violence?
So yeah.
Wouldn't that also kind
that
of
away.
Point
he's
to
never
that?
Convicted of that.
Well, but I'm just saying from the league. Yes, in the.
I don't understand why you're suspended for something that you didn't do.
Because it's as funny as it is.
You mean
Roger,
you weren't charged for?
Hmm?
That you weren't charged for?
Well, he was charged with it, but he didn't. It was proven that it was false, right?
I'm
the same guy. Which guy?
Greg Hardy.
No, I don't think that's him.
No. You're thinking of somebody else.
You're thinking of the one that was on video?
Are you thinking of Ray Rice?
No.
Because that was...
he was like this guy. He was just like, really, I don't know. He was like talking about how excited he was to be back playing football, and they were like upset at him for being...
He was the guy who was talking about Brady's wife.
Oh, Sheldon Richardson. Oh, well.
Yeah, that guy, yeah.
Well,
that's Greg. Sorry. Yeah. I have that totally wrong.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah, Greg Hardy was the one. Domestic abuse, and then the cops came to the house, and I think he was sitting with guns, like on the, like the living room table or something. I forget.
That's great.
Oh, I'm just saying. So
the cops come over.
No, Sheldon Richardson. He was the one who was driving over 100 with somebody who was under 18 in his car.
Oh,
and
like he was 12.
Yeah. Yes.
She was 12.
He
was 12. It's, and they're not even sure. Like I forget if it came out, but like. Nobody's quite sure what the relation was. Like, it wasn't necessarily a nephew.
Well, I'm more concerned if the seatbelt was on.
I don't know.
If you're driving, like, I think it was 143 miles an hour.
Oh, dear. I guess I'm in trouble. I've done that with my nephew.
The cop smelled.
Did he have a seatbelt on? He had a seatbelt on. The seatbelt was securely fastened.
The cops said that they, you know.
Smelled some skunk weed.
Yeah, they smelled, but they found nothing.
Okay.
So.
He may have you know, had some flatulence.
He may have had some farts, maybe something in his system. But, yeah, he's the one who came back, and he's, according to the press, he said, I guarantee we'll beat the Patriots, and Brady goes down and he sucks. And then they came back, he came back and he said, no, I didn't say that. No, you misquoted me. So that's a problem with what's going on. So, so going on to week 7.
You got 5 undefeated teams.
Oh, I'm sorry, we're in week 8, actually. I'm sorry, we're in week 8. Yeah, 5 undefeated teams, and I think 2 of them are playing. Yeah, 2 of them are playing this week. Green Bay at Denver.
Oh.
Manning versus Rodgers.
I think
Rodgers.
The surprise there is that Green Bay is favored by 3.5.
I think it's a surprise. Nah. I think
Denver?
A lot of people think that Manning is just getting by on, like, luck.
I'm trying
and
to
he is.
When was the last time they were, like, getting points at home?
Who?
Denver.
It's been a while. Yeah, I can imagine that. Yeah. Well, their defense is – the question is, can the Denver defense stop
Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers?
Well, nobody has yet.
Well, nobody has yet, absolutely. And is this defense good enough? And can Manning beat the Packer defense? I say no, but stranger things have happened.
I wonder whether the Packers running game is going to turn up this week. I think that might be a bigger key to the game.
True.
To use that hateful phrase.
Yeah. True. No, that's a good point. It depends. Can Eddie Lacy kind of
rumble
do that? Yeah. Mm. And then New York and the Saints. You were saying the winner of this game.
Well, the
goes to 4-4, right? The
yeah.
No. Yeah.
If the Saints win.
The Saints win. Yeah, they go to 4-4.
And the Giants will be 4-4.
That's right. Yeah.
So who do you like there?
It's at New Orleans. New Orleans given 3, so Giants are getting 3 on the road. I'd like to say the Giants, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I think that the Saints, they beat up on a bad Indianapolis team in Indianapolis. They've beaten...
Wait, they won on the road?
They won on the road.
That's a good thing.
And they won... Was the Atlanta game at home in Atlanta? I think they won two straight road games, actually.
Well, that's amazing. How do you not go with them?
Because I think I just think that there might be sort of that
giant magic.
Yeah, I think that because we've seen this before. The giant magic happened.
But their secondary is horrible.
Who, the Giants?
Yeah.
Giants have never had a good secondary. Jason Seahorn was still bad, too, when he was around. They've never had a... Name me the last time they had a good secondary. And Dominic Rogers-Cromartie is not what you would call an exceptional cornerback or anything
That's
like that.
So. Change of subject or anything.
Yeah, sure, what's up?
Just a real quick question. There are more umpires in the playoffs, right? There's usually, like, only four?
Yeah. In a regular season game, there's four, and then in a postseason game, there's... Five. Two down the line. Two
okay,
down.
So there's one extra.
There's two extra.
No, there's two extra. Either both down the right field and left field line, just to make sure, so there's no...
There's a movement to do that year-round.
Ah.
Gives more jobs. But at the same time, you know, how many games during the year are going to be decided on.
And
not only that, but you also have instant replay, so actually there's less of a need for... umpires. Well, but they've always, in the playoffs, for many, many years, they've had extra umpires as well.
But I think business in general is overrun with regulatory. So why not add a couple more? what does it matter? They go to videotape anyhow.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, technology.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. They're taking the play off the field, put it in the booth, and then they add more people on the field, so it makes it feel like what they're doing something. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
They say that eventually, like, it'll be, you know, the umpire behind the plate will be the first one to be replaced because they already have, like, the strike box.
Yeah, they have
the strike. They could very easily set something up where they knew exactly where the strike box was.
Yeah, but can that machine walk all those balls back?
Well, no, they'll have a...
Can he look at them, inspect that there's actually no dirt on them, and then throw
it? The fun of baseball, a lot of people would say, is the human level of it.
The human, the possibility of a human error.
Yes.
Sure.
I think that, unfortunately, as the generations progress, each generation is more comfortable with technology. You know,
that's very true.
So I think eventually we'll see that happen. Maybe probably not in our lifetimes, but as you and I get older, we'll probably be like, you know, all these new, you know, crazy, newfangled
something else.
Electronic umpires. You know,
oh, I don't have to do that anymore? That'll take care of it?
Yeah.
Like self-checkout. I don't have to talk to these people anymore? Perfect.
Is that like online college? We can knock all those buildings down?
to
we
an
don't learn
extent,
much
I
of those
think.
Places anyway here.
That's very true. So Dad, who do you like this week? Who are your... your best bets?
Well, I am liking the Dolphins.
The Dolphins in New England getting 8. Now the Jets were getting 9 and they covered that.
Right. I'm liking them because they're on a roll.
Miami's on a big time roll. A lot of people said, look, they beat the Texans. That's not hard to do. Mm-hmm. But it's the effort they put in that game. I mean, they showed up for that game and they showed up prepared. Like, this wasn't like the first couple weeks where, you know, Sue's walking around going, I'm not listening to the coach. That Dan Campbell, in the short run at least, he's looking pretty good.
I really don't like this guy's strike zone. I mean, like, that was borderline right
there. That one actually was outside going back to the game. Alex scored a runner on first for against Harvey, one out, and it's a 3-0. It was a 2-0 pitch, and it was inside, and it got called. It was tough. That one was close. So you like Miami at New England, plus 8.
Right.
You know, this is probably going to be the only time in my life I will probably root on Miami. A couple times. It's only almost exclusively against the Patriots. I don't want the Patriots to win at all. Ever. So yeah. I will send my other hated rival, the Miami Dolphins, to do the job.
Patriots thing or a Boston thing?
Not just a Patriots thing.
Really just a Brady thing?
It's.
Is it that specific?
Well, no. Brady and Belichick, really.
Belichick. Mm.
As Harvey walks another one.
Shady Brady and Bill Belichick.
Yes. I hate them. So, all right, so you like Miami. So you like Miami. Any others, Dad?
Yeah, I'm liking the points there. I'm liking New Orleans over the Giants.
New Orleans giving 3 at home.
And I want to go out on the limb and thinking 9.5 is too much to give a division opponent. So I think I'll take the absolutely horrible
San Francisco 49ers. 49ers. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, 49ers have 49ers are bad. They're worse than the Ravens, I'd say. Which is funny because it's only a couple seasons ago they were both in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
the wheel turns.
The wheel turns, and they have nobody left. You know, they showed a stat where the Ravens have 0 offensive weapons from their Super Bowl for Joe Flacco. and that the 49ers, they lost so many people in the offseason, and Kaepernick is not the quarterback that everybody thought he was going to be long term.
Yeah, it's very inaccurate, very wild, high.
Mm.
Right.
And just bad decision making. That's it. This is a lot of things I see.
Well, we talked about this. Running quarterbacks, balanced quarterbacks, and throwing quarterbacks. Like we talked about how Rodgers is a quarterback who's balanced. He can run when he needs to, and he can throw the ball absolutely well. Cam Newton is a runner who can throw. He can throw really well.
Yep.
Like, I compare him to McNabb in skill-wise.
Mm.
Whereas Kaepernick is more like, I would have to say somebody like an RG3.
Yeah.
You know.
A failed project.
Right. Now, there's somebody, I've heard them talking, because these guys come out of the college, they play the spread offense, or they play, what is it? They don't play the spread offense. They don't play the more traditional, you know, drop back quarterback throw type stuff. So there really should be a movement to have some of these programs go like, look, we're going to be a pipeline to the NFL.
Why would they want to do that?
Well, you get more, you get better suited quarterbacks to play in your program that you can then send on to
the NFL. What's in it to you to send them on? I mean, the trend now in college is simplistic offense.
Well, it could be a future job. You know, how many so many college coaches come in. Look at Chip Kelly. And those who go back, Nick Saban and Steve Spurrier, who's now retiring after 1,000 years. So Kaepernick's not good. So you like the Niners +9.
Well, I saw 9.5, but...
Oh, 9.5.
That could be a deal breaker.
That's right. New Orleans giving 3 at home, and Miami +8.
Yes.
In my fantasy leagues, I won both this week. Yay.
Yay.
I'm in a 5-game winning streak in one of them. And then the Everyman Sports League, I'm actually in, I think it was 6th place?
Devonta Freeman has single-handedly saved your entire season.
Look, I have my rule with playing fantasy football is use the waiver wire. Mm. In my one league, I've made 23 moves.
Strong.
In, what is it, 7 weeks? That's at least 3 moves a week. So I have no, and that's how I play my game. That's what I need to do.
So you're no one-trick pony.
No.
You got 23 moves.
No, for me, when I'm playing fantasy football, these are my basis. Draft a quarterback first, or at least don't draft a running back.
Definitely draft Andrew Luck.
No, not Andrew. that was a bad choice, because obviously I should have gone with Aaron Rodgers. That's number one. Number two, use the waiver wire when it comes up later.
Mm-hmm.
I got two of my running backs in in my one league, I picked up Devonta Freeman, and he's been doing great for me. I picked up Stephon Diggs later on, Dante Moncrief,
mm-hmm.
and he's been doing pretty well for me. In my other league, Danny Woodhead, what else did I pick up? So for me, that's what it is. Just pick up these guys in the waiver wire, and they can really help you.
Yep.
So how you doing in fantasy?
Pretty well. Everyman League won. Mm-hmm. 2-2 on the NFL.com leagues.
There you go.
Just one terrible matchup. Miami coming back from bye week so strong helped.
Yes.
34 points from Lamar Miller.
That's true.
Casual.
Yeah.
But yeah, pretty well. I'm now just frantically trying to pick up everyone I can on the waiver wire.
Do it.
As soon as you have starting running backs going down, it's open season. I'm starting to make trades, waivers. It's
Aaron
Christmas.
Foster's down. Eddie Lacy's not what he was. Marshawn Lynch is not looking
Jamal Charles is
great.
Down.
Jamal Charles is out, and he's the fantasy darling. That's why I never draft a running back first round. Never, because they always go down. Quarterbacks are much more protected. They're much more protected quarterbacks.
It's a no-brainer. It's a passing league.
For me, I think so. Everyone wants to talk about, yes, but running backs score more points only if they're healthy and they stay on the field. So that's my opinion.
Or they play in Atlanta.
Well, that too. They play in Atlanta.
Alex, I wanted to ask you, is any news on the rugby?
Yes.
Rugby World Cup.
So
the world of rugby.
Both semifinals for the Rugby World Cup got played. New Zealand narrowly beating South Africa in a really, really physical game.
Was that an upset or were they favored?
You've always got to back New Zealand. Every game they play, they're probably favourites. And in the other semi-final, Australia beat Argentina, which was much more of a conventional result.
Mm.
So I think the final's this Sunday,
Australia, New Zealand. Right. Should be a really
At what time would that game. Be on? Is that something I'd have to like set the alarm for, or is that going to be in the middle of the day?
Probably. I'm trying to work out the time difference. It'd probably be about 3 p.m. here. So it's going to be on probably 7 p.m. GMT. So, no, nice mid-afternoon game on a Sunday.
Okay. But I would think that that would also be kind of... Rugby seems like, at least in America, one that you could kind of find easily. Maybe not on the broadcast network.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
online.
I can't. I have to imagine it's online somewhere.
Yes,
but it should be a great game. If you watch one game of rugby, these are the two best teams at the minute.
Oh, I've always heard of New Zealand and Australia, like the Australian rules football, they call it.
Yeah,
pretty much.
But
so.
Yeah, should be a really good game. Looking forward to it. It's odd being an Englishman supporting Australians.
Yes, I can imagine.
As the lesser of two evils.
They were your penal colony, and now they're.
Some say they still are, except when they beat us at sports we invent, like everybody does.
They go slightly up
Rugby's like pretty brutal, right? It's a pretty brutal sport.
To an extent. They actually say they have less head injuries than the NFL.
And I was going to ask that. I was wondering.
There's a big
don't they have like less protective gear?
Oh, they have almost
like,
no.
Nothing,
I think
well,
right? At most they have something.
There's a direct correlation between inferior head protection and not getting head injuries. It happened in the NFL before they even had face masks and just like leather hats or whatever.
And then
you,
when they
you
had the
tackle
helmets
more
with
what you nobody, even if you're ugly, you think your mug is worth preserving. So you don't stick your head in there.
Well, you just have
so
to.
It's true, you didn't have the concussions when you had less equipment. So the more you get equipped, the more you think that you can defy science.
Invincible, you think.
And
invincible.
And you use your head and you lead with it. So that's an excellent point. Yeah, get rid of those helmets and watch some real tackling.
In the extreme case, you also look at something like boxing versus MMA, UFC. Well, it's the bigger glove means you get hit in the face a lot more often.
Right.
Rather than just... And also, you don't like hitting someone in the face because you might bust your hand. And it's the same with... the difference between rugby and American football is the helmet's a weapon. You can't, in rugby, run full tilt at your opponent put your head in the way. Because
you
will knock yourself
out.
You
do.
I think it's very true. You know, it's... racing, they put the restrictor plates on, and the same thing happened. A lot more accidents, so all the cars got grouped together.
Sure,
so, good point.
You know, the more
safety,
the more
we
the more
feel
safety
insulated.
There. Yeah,
it's like flicking the finger inside your car. You wouldn't do that walking down the street.
Yeah,
no,
that's a good point.
It's very
same
different.
Same protection,
at 60 miles
mental
an hour,
protection
yeah.
level. You know, they're not going to get me.
That's true.
Not from here.
I have the opposite approach driving here. I'm super polite. I assume everyone has a gun in their car.
Well, we usually take advantage of people like that.
That's why it takes me 4 hours to get down Route 1.
Very true. We're going to swerve past you real quick.
Are you waiting for traffic to end?
Good luck to that.
Everyone, yield to everyone. I'll be super polite.
At some point, it's going to have to slow down. At some point, it's going to have to slow down, probably at about 3 a.m. But at some point, it's going to have to slow down. I can get in before you know it. So. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me this week and coming to enjoy the game.
Let's go, Mets.
Let's go, Mets. Top of the third. 1-0 still Kansas City. And as you pointed out, Mets have never won a game one in the World Series. So I wouldn't be too nervous or upset. But but if they lose tomorrow, then that's when you got to start hitting the panic button, I think.
The cry and tell.
Yeah. Got to be ready. All right, well, thank you very much. Andrew, please, take it away.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes Store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.